Good to be in the house of the Lord today. Can't really think of any place else on earth I'd rather be. I'm glad for everyone that has chosen to come to the service today, and I hope that we will look to the Lord and the things that He would have us to do today, and I pray that more than anything that God will be pleased with what's done here today. I have some scripture that I would like to share with you. If you would like to read with me, then I'd ask you to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28, and I want to begin reading with verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and then all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. That's reading the first 14 verses of Deuteronomy chapter 28 from my scripture reading today. This has been on my heart all week. I would like to use a title today, and that is, just look around. I want you to keep those words in mind as we go through the message today. Just look around. I've thought this week, and I just haven't been able to get it off of my mind. I've had some mornings when I just woke up thinking about it right away. Some nights that it took me a while to get to sleep because I was thinking about it. I got up this morning about 5:15 and went out in the backyard and sat down, and the birds were singing the beautiful song that the Lord had given them. And I sat there and I just tried to reflect upon the goodness of the Lord and about His blessings. And that's been very much on my heart and my mind this week. And when I began to study, I was looking for something in the Scriptures that really gave a great exhortation about God's blessings, and I believe this chapter did. Spoke about the great things that the Lord would bless His people with if they would just obey His voice and hearken to His commandments. And I suppose that what I'm going to say today could be probably considered a testimony, even perhaps more so than a sermon. But I want you to know that the Lord has blessed my life, and I believe that He has blessed your lives. And I think that perhaps, maybe when we are finished here today, that maybe we might see that we don't always recognize and honor God for His blessings the way that we should. I may have already got your curiosity with the red bag, but there are some things that I brought with me today. And, you know, it has just been a burden, I guess a delightful burden, but it's been a burden on my heart throughout this week to come here today and to stand before you and express to you the way that God has blessed my life and how good that He has been to me. And, you know, I feel like in my heart today that if I was to go perhaps to the doctor tomorrow and he said, well, Jerry, we've got bad news for you. You've got a horrible terminal disease and you're probably not going to live here very much longer. I feel in my heart that I would just have to say, well, my time here on the earth has been good, and it's been blessed, and God has made me content with the things that He's given me. I don't know where to start. I mean, the blessings of God are so abundant that I don't really know where to start. But I suppose the beginning is always a good place to start. You know, we have been blessed, truly blessed, to be born where we were born. To be honest with you, the things that I know and the things that I have been able to hear through my life and things that I have learned, which is not a lot, but of what I do know, I can't really think of any place else on the whole earth that I would have rather been born than right here in this country where I was born. You see, those of us that have been privileged to experience that, God blessed our lives right from the very beginning, didn't he? We may take it for granted, but let me tell you something. There are people born every day in places here on the earth that they are born into environments that are not nearly as favorable as what we have here. They're born into places where they are very destitute, even of the daily needs of life. Places that are very, very poverty-stricken and where medicine is not readily available as it is here. And just so many things that we are blessed with here that we overlook in our busy daily lives. The Bible tells me in James chapter 1, verse 17, I believe it is, that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And it comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good gift. And we know that Paul, in his sermon there to the men of Athens, if you read the 17th chapter of Acts, you'll find there that during that message there that Paul preached to them, that it is in God that we live and move and have our being, and that it is God that giveth life and breath to all things. And so, if God is the giver of life, and every good gift comes down from above, then when God brought you and I into this world and gave us life, he gave us a blessing. He gave us a gift. And we're blessed to be born into this world. You know, I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to live in this world. I'm thankful to God that I was blessed with the gift of life. And I've seen some beautiful things here, even despite the fact that sin has done the damage that it has to the human race, yet there are some things here in this world that God created that are just breathtakingly beautiful. The first time that I ever saw an eagle take flight, I was just awe-stricken. I mean, when I saw them, those big birds spread their wings and lift high up above everything and just glide around the side of the mountains, I just looked at that and I thought, what beautiful things the Lord has made. And what beautiful things that he has allowed me to look at. You know, you just can't, at least I can't anyway, I can't look at a crystal clear stream or a beautiful snow-capped mountain and not think of the handiwork of God and the things that God has done and the things that he has allowed me to see. When I flew into Alaska in 1996, I went up there to help in a revival at North Star, and when I flew into Alaska and we were landing there in Anchorage and we went right over those snow-capped mountains, the man next to me there in the plane, he looked at me like he thought I was crazy. I about had my face glued to the window looking out at those mountains. I mean, just gorgeous. The heavens really do declare the glory of God, don't they? And the firmament really does show his handiwork. So we're blessed to be able to have the gift of life and to live in this world that God has created. I was blessed to be born into a family Did you know that not one time in my life, not one time in my childhood, not one single time when I was grown up did my parents ever abuse me in any way? Boy, I'll tell you what, if that's not a blessing. And we learn more and more in this world that we live in that there are children that are being abused every day. Now, my parents, they gave me some really good whippings. I guess I deserved them. They gave me some real good whippings, but not one time was I ever abused. And I thank God for that. I've thought about so many things this week. I grew up in a family. There were six of us children in that family. And, you know, as I look back, I realize a lot more now than I did then. But I realize how much love that there really was in the family that I grew up in. And I thank God for that. And my mom, when I was growing up, a lot of people have talked about hearing their parents pray. And I suppose I did. But there's really, for me, in my experience, there's something I remember more than that. I remember growing up and it seemed like, I guess it was, to me when I think back, it seemed like an everyday thing. But when I was at the house there where I was growing up, my mother was always singing about Jesus. Always. When she would be in there cooking a meal, she'd be singing about Jesus. She could be running the vacuum cleaner, singing about the Lord. I would come walking in. When I got older, I would come walking in with some of my friends and we'd open the door and walk into the living room and they'd start hearing mom singing about the Lord. They would say, your mom sure does seem happy. And I'd say, well, she is. But you know, I realize now that many of those things that I experienced in my childhood, I didn't really see until later how great the blessings really were. Hindsight really can be 20/20. I grew up, I got to go to school, I got somewhat of an education. I could have got more if I would have been a better student. But I had the privilege of going to school and learning how to read. And you know what? I thank God today I can read. I'm glad I can read the Bible. I had the privilege of going to school and learning how to read. And I learned enough about math, Brother Wheat. I learned enough about math that, you know, I'm not very good at algebraic equations, but you can't cheat me out of one penny in the grocery line. I learned enough about it to live from day to day. God's been good to me. I got older, and I'm going to confess some things here before you today. I got older, and I reached the age where I became interested in girls. You know, sometimes parents, when their boys get a little bit older and they see that they like girls, sometimes parents get a little bit worried about that. And I know that there are things that can be a concern. There are things that children need to be taught. They need to be taught how to act. But sometimes I know parents get a little bit nervous when they're sons begin to be interested in girls and their daughters begin to be interested in young men. But when I saw that my boys, when they got older and I saw that they liked girls and I saw that my daughter liked young men, I thank God that they were normal. I did. I thank the Lord that they were normal. And I began to begin to date, and by the time I was about 19 years old, I became interested in finding a wife, starting a family, and I went there. There was a period of about 3 years there, and I really began to think, well, I'm just never going to find that young lady. I'm just never going to find that one that I'm going to settle down with and raise a family. And then all of a sudden, she was there. And you know, you could never convince me that the Lord did not put her in my life. I know that He did. I know that He did. And the Bible tells me in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22, that whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor with the Lord. And for the last 29 years, she has been a great blessing to me and has been beside me in my ministry. And I know that God blessed me with my wife. I know it. And after a while, actually, it was a short while, because we had a mutual agreement that we were going to start a family right away. And I'll never forget. I will never forget. On August 20th, 1978, in the afternoon at Hancock Memorial Hospital in Greenfield, Indiana, I became a father. And I remember how I felt, and I picked up the phone and I began calling people up and I began telling them that I had a son, and I stood in that phone booth and I could just feel the blessings of God all around me. The Bible says that children are a heritage from the Lord, and happy is the man, as arrows are in the hands of the mighty hunter, happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. And my wife, she didn't leave it up to me. If she would have, I'd have probably had 20. But I felt again in August 14th of 1979, God blessed me with a daughter. March 17th of 1982, He blessed me with another son. And every time that I look at them, I can see the blessings of God on my life. Now, I want to show you some things here. I got this big old bulky red bag today, and I'm not sure if you know what this is, but this is a bag of blessings. This is a bag of blessings. I want to show you some things. I got a pair of shoes on my feet here today. When I came here this morning, I didn't have to come here barefoot. Have you ever gone out and walked across your driveway or something? Maybe you're in a hurry in the middle of the day and you take out across the driveway or something to go out and grab your newspaper or grab your mail or something, and the next thing you know, you step on a rock or something and you're, oh man, that hurt, because the bottom of your feet are tender? Well, I've got shoes to put on. I want you to see something here. Look at this. Isn't this something? I got another pair. Isn't that something? I'll tell you something else too. I got another pair at home. Isn't that amazing? You know what? Let me tell you something. Did you think much about your shoes when you put them on this morning, or did you just step into your shoes and get ready to come to church? When you put shoes on your feet today and got ready to come, did you realize that God had blessed you? I'll confess something to you. There have been a lot of days that I put my shoes on and didn't think about the blessings of God. You see, we take things for granted. I got something else right here. Now, here the last week or so, I haven't needed these. But these are gloves. Isn't that something? I own a pair of gloves. When the weather gets cold and it begins to snow, I can put, you ought to see these things. They're really thick. I can put these gloves on my hands, and I'll tell you what, you can go out in that cold weather and you just can't hardly feel the cold at all on your hands. I've got something here to protect my hands. I got this photo album. And if you want to look at this, you can. But you know, this photo album, it's just full of pictures. I mean, this thing's just full of pictures of those little children that I told you God blessed me with. And that woman that he gave to me to be my wife. And this thing's just full of memories, full of pictures of my little family that God blessed me with. And I got about five or six more of these at home. I've got pictures of my mother and father and my grandparents and my friends that God has blessed me with. And when I look at these, I can see how through the years that God has been with me in my life and helped me to build memories of things here in the world that have been so precious to me. And you're welcome to look at my memories anytime. I'd be more than happy to share them with you. I got some more ties. I got more than one tie. You know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. I got a whole closet full of these things. I got a whole lot more than what I need. But the Lord, he's been good to me. Let me show you something else here. I got some food. I brought just a few things. I opened the cupboard today, and I brought just a few things because I wanted to show you that God has blessed me. I wanted you to see this. When you open your cupboard and you might see in there a can of green beans, do you stop and think about it? Or do you just take it for granted? Well, there's a grocery store down the street that I got those at. Well, you know, I worked for those things and I took the money that I earned and I went and I bought those things. Let me tell you something. You wouldn't be going to work if God had not blessed you with the health to be able to do it. You wouldn't be going. You know, we oftentimes, I'm afraid these things that surround us, that are around us every day, that we fail to see how richly that God has really blessed our lives, and we take so much for granted. But remember, every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above. If you've got the things in this life that you need, then you have been blessed by the hands of God. And when you are tempted to murmur, let me tell you something. One of the worst things that the children of God could ever do is complain about anything. When you are tempted to whine and moan and begin to throw yourself a little pity party about maybe something that you don't have, you know, well, I wish I had one of those, or I wish I had one of those. Just take a look around. Just take a look at your life and see what God has blessed you with. And I believe you'll find out that you never have a legitimate reason to complain about anything. Brethren, if you've still got your wife with you, you might want to give her a hug today. You might just want to thank God for her today. I preached a funeral yesterday. A dear brother of mine doesn't have his wife with him anymore. He had to say goodbye to her for a while. So you might just want to take hold of that blessing and give her a hug and let her know how much you appreciate her. We're not always going to be together, are we? Thank God for the couples that though we have to part for a little while, we can be together again someday in heaven. But we're not going to always be together here on the earth. Well, today I've showed you just a few things and spoke about a few things that God has blessed me with that you can look at and you can see. God has also blessed me with friends. I've got friends that I don't believe would stab me in the back for anything. I've got friends that I believe are really, truly my friends. God brought me here. And you don't have any idea how much that I already love you. God brings us in contact with people in our lives, and what a great blessing that it is, the fellowship that we can have here on the earth. But all these things that I've spoken about today that you can see, I've got things today that God has blessed me with that you can't see. You can't look at with your natural eye. I remember in the summer of 1973, in the wee hours of the morning, I got down on my knees before the Lord, tears streaming down my face, my voice trembling, scared to death, felt like I was going to hell. And I cried out to God, and I begged Him to save me. And He did. Blessed me with His grace. And someday, because of that, I'm going to go live with Him in a land that He's prepared. You know what? I won't need any shoes there. I won't need them. I've got these leather shoes, to put on today to protect my feet. But in that night, in the 18th year of my life, God fit me with a pair of gospel shoes that night. And He shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And I won't need these things, very much longer. God has just given them unto me to use while I'm here and expects me to be a good steward over the things that He's blessed me with. But before long, I won't need those things anymore. I won't need any natural food anymore. God will feed me everything that I need for all of eternity. The Lord, the Bible says there in that land, the Lord shall feed them. If your children are healthy today, you just might want to give them a big hug and thank God for that. I've walked around there several times in Riley Hospital in Indianapolis and went by the rooms and just couldn't help but to go in and stand by the bed of some of those children and just, I didn't even know them. But I just had to go in and just utter a prayer to God for them. Their little bodies broken, plagued with cancer and everything else. I had a little nephew years ago that died in that hospital. If your children are healthy and they're running around and they're playing, you just thank God that He's blessed you in that way, because that truly is a blessing from the Lord. So I wanted to share the goodness of God with you today. And I'm not trying to be funny at all. If anybody needs any of this today, I mean, if you need this, you come and I'll share with you. I'll share it with you. I believe that's how we ought to be. I believe the things that the Lord blesses us with, we ought to be willing to share with others who are in need. I don't know when the end of my days will come, but I do know this, that when they do, that the hand of God has been upon my life, that I'm going to be able to say, well, you know, perhaps it's time for me to go. Perhaps my time here is spent, and it's just time for me to go. But it's been good to be here. And I'm content with what the Lord has given me. And He's blessed my life along the way and allowed me to see some things that have just caused my cup to run over and my soul to just be overjoyed. Sometimes I just look at my wife and I say, you just can't believe how much I love you. And I know that that has to do with God. I know that, you know, we wouldn't know love if it wasn't for God. We just wouldn't know it. So, let's try to not take things for granted. And the next time that you feel the urge or the temptation to whine and complain about something, just take a look around. Just take a look around at how much God has blessed your life. I'd like for us to have a song. I'd like for us to have a handshake today while we stand and have this song. Thank the Lord for everything He's done for us.